Jason El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
All right, welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show where truth is our bitch, and we get at it some very weird ways on this show. And tonight we are going to be exploring things with Robert and Bud, probably a little bit more than usual. We'll probably do a lot more of our news and information stuff tonight, because a lot of stuff that I want to kind of deal with. You know, sometimes we don't deal with stuff, you know?
What do you mean?
I mean, sometimes we don't look at the news and deal with it. Sometimes we just react to it, and maybe we ought to deal with it.
Yeah, you're talking about that one guy. You're talking about that guy who's missing, that guy lost his brain.
He didn't lose his brain. I was talking about Jared Lee Loeffner to these guys before the show. That guy is a paranoid schizophrenic, and he's been on medicine. And if you know anything, and I don't know, I mean, I'm not saying I'm an expert, but if you know anything about paranoid schizophrenia from anything that you've read, like the most recent research, you may be interested to know. I didn't say the guy lost his brain. I said he lost 25% of his brain. I don't know, but you may be interested to know that schizophrenics, and this is a very physical disease, schizophrenia. It's a physical disease. It's a disease having to do with an imbalance in the neurochemistry of the brain, the neural chemistry of the brain, and the biochemistry of the body. And if you don't have the right balance of chemistry, the chemicals, then things go wrong. Diabetes is an example of that. One can have other problems, platelets and cholesterol and all of that stuff. Did I say that word right?
What?
Platelets.
I don't know.
Anyway, what am I asking you for?
Yeah, that's the last guy you want to ask. Better get doctor, maybe get on doctor, get on doctor. Yeah, get.
Never mind. You guys can't think of one doctor?
What about Dr. Turner?
Yeah, sure, Dr. Turner. He's an astronomer. That's what I'll get on for you. Whatever, man. You know what I'm talking about. So, Jared Lee Loeffner is a guy with this schizophrenia. Now, what happened was, apparently he wasn't on medication. Maybe he should have been taking his medication. Maybe he hadn't been prescribed his medication. I don't know. But after all of this time, putting this guy in jail in February, or January, rather, of 2011, and here we are a year and a half later, and his mind and the chemistry of his mind is balanced enough now after treatment with meds. And I don't know how much time they might have wasted, and I shouldn't say wasted. I don't know how much time it took for them to finally, you know, get the chemicals into him, the medicine into him, because I think there was an argument going on about whether or not he could be forced to take, you know what I mean? Something like really weird. I don't know. Are you going to drug my client? I mean, It's an area of law that I frankly wouldn't want to have to deal with, because if you're a defense attorney, right, and you've got a client who's imbalanced, and he can't enter a plea because he's imbalanced, and it's a surefire, you know, it's an easy chip shot field goal that the guy's going to be in a mental institution, in a psychiatric institution for the rest of his life. Do you really want this guy treated with meds, with pharmacology, to make his brain right so that he can plead guilty and go into a prison? And who's going to tell you, or who tells that guy he has to see, it's a really interesting thing. But whatever happened, and I believe that they made the right decision. I don't know how they could make any other decision. Medicine prevailed. He got his medicine, so the guy pled guilty. But I don't know what kind of guy they were talking to. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
I don't know whether this guy was like with 20, I don't know how much of his mind is left, because it sounded like he was very monotone. They said that it's like the one sentence answers, you know, the very quick answers. The judge was satisfied that the guy could talk to his lawyers and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're talking to a guy, how much the guy got to say? Even if he's like, what's the difference between a guy like that, just a guy like, what's that guy, Richard? You know the guy, Richard, you know? Yeah, Richard's just boring.
Your friend Richard?
Yeah.
What's the difference between Jared Lee Loeffner and a boring guy like Richard?
Yeah.
Well, Richard, if you had to get him to say something more than one sentence, I mean, all that guy ever talks about is getting Cheetos and going off and watching television, right?
Yeah.
But he's not nuts. Hasn't he ever said more than that?
No, really.
It's the different thing, man. It isn't just because the guy's using, what about my friend Richard?
Yeah, all he ever says is one sentences.
Yeah, that's because he's bored to tears with you guys. If he had a more stimulating group of people to hang around, he'd probably say a lot. There's nothing wrong with him, man. We're not talking about people that are boring. We're talking about a guy that's schizophrenic. So anyway, this guy pled guilty, and that's the end of that romance, man. And so the victims have said that they feel okay. That's this guy, Jared Lee Loeffner. Now you got another, well, no, we don't. This Page guy in Milwaukee is a whole other, he's a psychopath, in my opinion, not psychotic. This is a guy who knows exactly what he's doing, but killing people is, especially killing anybody, killing innocent people, I think like most terrorists, that's a psychopath. That's different, you know?
Yeah, give me a demo, what the difference is.
The difference is a psychotic is sick. He doesn't know whether the sun's out. He doesn't know if he's living on the planet Earth. He doesn't know if his feet are 18 feet big and his head is only the size of an apple. He doesn't know anything. You know, in the mind of this guy Loeffner, Gabriel Gifford might have been some wicked entity in a video game he's playing. She might have been the representation of evil in some stupid game. All of those people might have been the demons that millions of American kids play against all the time in video games, except the difference is they know the difference. They know they're playing in a game. A guy like that, he doesn't because he's sick. The game didn't make him sick. He's sick, and he reacts to the game in a sick way. A psychopath like this guy, this Page piece of garbage, they know exactly where they are. They know exactly where, they know what reality is. They know what's right. They know what's wrong. They know what the society accepts. They know what society doesn't accept. They know their name. They know where they live. They're completely sane. There's nothing sick about them. The problem is they're abnormal. And the abnormality is this. They think they can go out and kill people because it's important to them and it's worth the risk and they're right and everybody else is wrong. And they will not only go and kill everybody, then they will make their escape and like that. Or in the case of this guy, he will go ahead and sacrifice himself because he's pretty sure, I guarantee you, this guy feels that, or he felt when he was alive, that after he got shot down, he'd be a big hero.
How do you know all that?
Because that's what these guys do. That's what a guy like this did. That's what this guy, he's a skinhead. He was a member of a band. It sounds like he had all of his faculties, such as they were.
Yeah, well, that guy's in a band, and he was in a skinhead group, but that don't make him crazy?
It doesn't make him crazy. It makes him odious. It makes him somebody I wouldn't want to hang around with. It makes him, but the minute he picked that gun up and decided, I know what's best, I will go and kill people for the white race, that's when his delusions of grandeur and all that stuff, his psychopathy, busted into like Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold and Columbine Country, and he just started imagining he was avenging something. Guys like that should only die. Those guys, in my opinion, that's why I believe in the death penalty, because every time you come up against somebody like that, yeah, that guy ought to get dropped. I couldn't care less. You can take every last of those scum and you can go in an assembly line, man, in an assembly line, feed their ass into the electric chair or the lethal injection, whatever the hell they got. Take them all off a death row, every last one of those psychopaths, and start killing them today because they're never going to be any good to anybody. They're a danger as long as they're alive. Even a danger inside a secured institution like a prison. They will never be cured, and they can con the very best psychiatrists you can think of. They con psychiatrists and psychologists all the time. They con them right out of their jock straps.
Even a female one.
Even the female ones, they con out of their... What do you mean, even the feet?
Well, what do they con them out of?
Never mind what he cons them out of. So that's our crime update, man. That's our nut update. We will be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445, with a couple of individuals. One of them, a security consultant, Daryl Weber. The other will be Dr. Jim Sadler to talk about the... the relative psychology that we've been discussing, because God knows I'm not really the guy to talk about it. All right, we'll be right back here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-7445 at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Daryl Weber is joining us. Daryl, among the many things that you and I have talked about in the past is music, because I know you're a big music fan, right?
I'm very much a big music fan, sir. And I like a lot of the same music you like. I'm very happy to say.
Yeah, you do. And we've traded CDs and discs over the years. And you're also a security consultant, a former police officer. And you've looked at these cases that I'm talking about, the Laufner case and this other guy, the Milwaukee shooter, this guy Page. And did I say... at the beginning here, when I was talking about psychotic and psychopath, did I pretty much hit it, the nail on the head?
Yeah, I think you did, Phil. You know, this guy, Wade Michael Page, the man who shot up this temple, they said he was a skinhead band leader or something. I don't know what that means. It makes him sound like he's, you know, I read that. I thought it made him sound like he's some kind of Benny Goodman or something, you know.
I don't think it was that kind of a band, you know.
No, I don't think it is either, but that's when I read that band leader, you know. And, here's a guy that walked into this temple. I can't, for the life of me, fathom a man like that, you know. And good riddance to that trash, as far as I'm concerned. I'm very, you know, pleased with the police officers have put him away. He also killed a police officer, which I think is... you know, one of the worst defenses against society. Now, you move on to this Laufner, who was in the courtroom today and was, you know, giving his, I don't know if it was today or yesterday. When was that?
Well, it was today if you're on the West Coast. It's yesterday if you're where you are, I guess. You're in Houston?
Yeah.
All right, so it was yesterday.
All right, well, I guess it doesn't much matter, but he was in the courtroom. And he seemed as if he had his faculties about him. He was able to answer the judge, and he was able to respond to his attorney, you know. And when you see someone like that, and you see that they are taking their medication and they're behaving in a way that is a civilized way, it's very difficult to imagine putting that man in jail for the rest of his life. Now, I know what he did was wrong. I know what he did was wrong. There's no question about that. But if he takes his medicine, what good is it going to be put him in prison, you know?
And, well, he killed people. I mean, he killed multiple amounts of people, 6-7 people, you know?
I understand that. But, again, he did that with his mind not intact, you see. And his mind was not intact. His mind was not working right. If he had had his medicine and he'd been taking his medicine, then he would not have committed the crime. But instead, here's a man that was if he had been taking the medicine, if he was a man that would not taken any medicine, and he went ahead and committed these crimes, you see? So if it's just a matter of a man taking his medicine, and it's a matter of a man not taking his medicine, how can you say that that man's a danger to society?
Because he's already killed.
I understand, but he killed when he wasn't taking medicine.
He killed when he wasn't taking medicine, right. But how do we know he won't kill if he is taking his medicine?
Well, because we know that the man is aware of the fact that what he did was wrong, and we know why he killed. I just don't, personally, I don't see it. I mean, I can't give you any answer on that. I just don't.
Well, you don't see it, but give me a reason why you don't see it.
It just doesn't seem right. But this other guy in Milwaukee, just like you say, he's a psychotic, you know, or a psychopath or something. He is a guy that is never going to change. But this other guy, he changed. You know, you can give him a trade. You can teach him a craft or something. You can give him a job driving a truck, or he could run a grocery store or something. And
you're never going to see a guy like that on the outside, though. Are you recommending that? Are you saying that... You know, if you give this guy enough medicine?
Yeah, no, I think if we look at it clear-eyed, and we look at a man like that, once you give him this medicine, he's all right. Then you ask yourself, well, what's the point of me putting that man in prison? Why don't I have that man out doing something that is constructive for society?
I don't think you're going to get people to accept that.
Well, it's not a matter of people accepting it. I'm just asking you what's right and wrong, you know.
I don't know that I would ever be really comfortable that the guy is not 100% safe to let out in the system. First of all, I think that it would be very difficult for us to let a guy like that out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you sound like...
I'm giving you what we call give you enough rope. You know, I'm not trying to... I'm not saying give you enough rope, hang yourself. But what I just said to you makes perfect sense. My logic is so ironclad that you can't really argue against it. You know,
your logic is ironclad how?
I just told you because I said that if you give the man medicine...
You're saying if you give him his medicine, Jared Lee Loeffner...
Right, if you give him his medicine, then he's not going to kill. See, Phil, and your silence, the fact you have a hard time with that, tells me that you recognize that what I'm saying, the logic is ironclad. See?
Are you recommending that that guy then be set free?
I am asking a question. That's all I'm doing. I'm just saying, why would you put this man in prison when all he had to do is get these pills? You know, I don't know what kind of pill it is, but you give him his pill, and he's all right.
And well, when you say he's all right, we don't know what that means.
Well, we know that he's not psychotic, see. Now, I know it's very difficult for me to say this, and it's tough for people to understand this, but what good is going to be put that man in prison when you give him his pills and you give him his medicine and he can be doing a regular job? He could be out doing work that is constructive. He could be doing work that's going to help a society as opposed to sitting in prison. The only thing to do in prison is sit on his hands for, 20 hours a day or however long they're sitting inside the cell. And then he goes out and does his exercise in the yard. That's no way of, certainly not no life, and that's no way he's going to pay back society that way. The best way to pay back society is, to have him out and doing something constructive. That's my feeling,
Well, I don't know that they've got any kind of pharmacology or any kind of drugs or any kind of treatment, medicine is what we're talking about, that we can say, okay, if we give this guy this pill, he's going to be fine, and we can let him back out into the world.
Well, they gave him enough medicine so he can sit down and look at the judge and say, yes, Your Honor, I plead guilty, I plead not guilty, I know what I did was wrong, I'm guilty, I'm killing, and that's a wrong thing, and I did it, and I, so he's got it together enough to do that. He didn't have it together enough to do anything before that.
Well, how do we know he isn't, like I was saying before the show started, during our pre-show, I said, how do we know this guy isn't like almost, forgive the use of the term, but I don't really know... A vegetative state, you know what I mean?
You're wondering if the man is a catatonic?
No, not catatonic, because I know catatonic is you just don't move, you're just staring off into space, right?
Yeah, that's right, a catatonic.
Well, I'm asking more about someone who is barely functional. I mean, they know it's right, they know it's wrong, they know where they are, but they're very slow and they're really drugged up, you know what I mean?
I don't know, I think we'd have to take a look and see where this man is, But I think if this man was in that kind of a shape where you could have him work, what would you do? You have him working at behind the counter at a fast food place? I don't know.
But I don't know. Who's going to hire the guy? I mean, who's going to say, yeah, I'll take a chance on hiring Jared Lee Loeffner as a guy behind the counter at McDonald's? Nobody is going to go near that,
Well, that's the prejudice of the individual. I'm just telling you what is the best thing for all concerned. And what is the most just thing? You give him enough medicine where he is straight, and he can go and do. I don't even have to be a McDonald's. It could be any kind of a job where gardening or something like that.
Gardening? I mean, I don't know. Nobody would. If anybody found out who he was, there would be nobody that would want to be near him.
Well, then that's when the law comes in, and you tell people, well, look, you're going to have to hire the man because he is already.
We're living in a society, though, Daryl, where, people don't want to live on the same street with predators. They don't want to have predators being hired and working near schools. They don't want to have predators. You know what I'm saying? Here's a guy, you're saying, convicted of murder, but they let him out because now he's taking his medicine and he's okay. I don't think you're going to find people that are going to be happy to know that guy's around.
Well, like I said, that's the law. The law is going to have to change to protect people like that and say, this man has, he's paid his dues. He didn't pay his dues, but we got him on the right medicine now. And this man can live comfortably and he can live securely and be a very good neighbor.
Jared Lee Loeffner we're talking about.
Yeah, look, I'm just giving you the best case scenario based upon, as you said, the pharmacology and the medicine available.
So we give this guy enough medicine, he's living next door to people. I don't know that it's ever going to happen, but we'll kick it around some more. 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. If they gave Jared Lee Loeffner, if all he needs is medicine and the right kind of medicine, Is it better that he's in prison, or is it better that he's maybe lives out in the world on the right meds, being a productive citizen? I don't personally see it after killing the people, the number of people he's killed. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Not really.
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Daryl Weber, a security consultant and also a fellow music aficionado. We're talking about Gerald Lee Loeffner. We're not talking about necessarily, although we have referenced this man Page, the guy who weighed Michael Page, the guy that went into the Sikh temple and murdered people there over the weekend. That guy is a psychopath. And so you agree with me on that, huh?
I think you analyze it very well. For a non-professional, you analyze it well. Yeah, he is a psychopath, and like I said, it's good. He was, to be perfectly honest with you, it's probably good they shot and killed him on the scene, because all someone like that is going to do is get into the courtroom, use that courtroom as a platform for his lunatic ideas. He's going to command the attention. I'm not saying the approbation. I'm not saying the. I'm not saying the praise. But I am saying he will command the attention of the people reading and consuming the news every day. And he's going to have a little bit of a platform for himself. And who knows? He may even have a sympathetic jury that might, you know, pass a hand down, if you will, some kind of sentence that is not quite. What he deserves, and
I mean, that's you know, we don't know that, though.
No, that's true, but I mean, there's a variable there. I think so. I think an individual like that, Wade Michael Page, is best that he just I think it was best that the police officer kill him, and especially after the lies that he took. So it's good that he's dead. Good riddance to bad rubbish, as I said, you know. But now we move on to Gerald Lee Loeffner.
Now I have Dr. Jim Sadler, who's going to come on with us in a moment. I have Dr. Jim Sadler. I don't know if you've met him, but he's going to come on in a moment with us here and talk about a little bit about the, I guess it's the pharmacology involved. Dr. Sadler?
Hi, Phil.
Dr. Sadler's with us. Daryl Weber is on the line.
Hello, Daryl.
Yes, doctor. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on the program, Phil.
My pleasure. But, Daryl, I'm sorry. You go ahead and finish your point.
The point I was trying to make was, and you can hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
I hear you.
All right. You know, the point that I was making is, well, I can't even hear myself.
Okay, maybe you roll a window up there, Dr. Sadler?
I can hear you very well, Phil.
If you could roll a... Dr. Sadler, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Could you roll a window up or something?
The windows are all rolled up here in the car. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm using... It's not a Bluetooth. It's a probably a more of a cut rate.
I'll just go ahead and say what I'm going to say, Phil. Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I can hear you very well.
No, I know you can hear me. I know you can hear me very well, Doctor. I'm going to go ahead and say what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I can hear you very well, though.
Yeah, I know.
We know that, Doc. Just hold on.
All right.
You know, I tell you what, why don't you let Dr. Sadler say what he's going to say, because I've totally forgot what I was saying.
You were talking about, you had finished talking about Page, and now you're on to Loeffner.
I know, but I forget what I was saying, you know.
Well, I can fill in some of the blanks.
I want to say.
Let me first off say.
Well, hold on, Doc, because I don't think Daryl is finished.
Oh, okay.
I think I'd like to finish, because Dr. Sadler, it sounds like it sounds like you've got a lot to say, don't you?
I can hear you very well.
I know you can hear me.
Dr. Sadler, the more you say that, the less I believe you can hear us. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Okay, because you've said that a number of times. Daryl was asking you a question.
It sounds to me, Dr. Sadler, you've got a lot to say, is that right?
I have a great deal to say. I do, Daryl. First of all, if you look at the pharmacology...
Oh, hold on. Again, just hold on.
All right.
Go on, Daryl.
Yeah, see, he's chomping at the bit, right now.
Just go ahead.
You want me to start?
No, I don't want you to start. Daryl, you start.
I will start, you know, but I've got this doctor chomping at the bit to start jumping all over everything.
Don't worry about what you think he's going to do. Just go ahead and say what you want to say.
All right, I'm going to say what I'm going to say, but I think that
I can fill in some of the blanks.
I know that. Hold on, okay?
Hold the phone, Doc. Jared Lee Lofner is a man. If you gave him medicine, well, I tell you, maybe he should move in next door to Dr. Sadler, you know.
I can hear you very well.
I know you can hear us very well. That's about the fifth time you've said that.
I'm sorry, Phil. It was very difficult to hear there for a while. I thought that's what you were asking.
Oh, Mr. Henry's not asking that. We know you can hear well. I just said that Jared Lee Lofner ought to move in next door to you.
Okay, that's a very interesting question. Do you want me to begin?
Go ahead.
Why don't you begin? Because you would not let me get a word edgewise.
I'm sorry. I thought that I had. I'm very sorry. I thought that I had.
No, you had not. I was trying to say something. And over and over and...
All right, let's not get bogged down in that. We can discuss that at some future point. I think, Daryl, why don't you collect what thoughts you may have here. And, Dr. Sadler, you begin.
My thoughts are collected, Phil. I wanted to say that...
First of all, Phil...
Hold on. Wait. But everybody. Daryl, finish your thought.
Daryl Lee. I just called him Daryl Lee, and that's my name. Forget it.
Okay, yeah, no, I heard you got a little distracted there, Daryl, and I could understand that. All right, my turn?
Go ahead.
It's your turn.
All right, well, you got a little distracted.
I got a little bit distracted.
You called him Daryl Lee, which means you put yourself in the place of the shooter. And that's something that we should talk about maybe if we get some time right now.
We don't have to talk about anything. That's significant and nothing. It doesn't mean that I've got a violent tendency. I just simply misspoke.
All right. Well, whatever you say, but you did say that, Mr. Henry, did he not say? And correct me if I'm wrong. Did he not say that his name?
Yes, he said his name was Daryl Lee Weber, and he made a mistake.
I made a mistake, Doc. Okay. I made a mistake.
I understand that, but neuroscience, neuropsychiatry, psychopharmacology, and psychology, behavioral or otherwise, does not recognize necessarily the mistake, in quotes, as you may call it, because all action, all thought, has some subconscious or conscious impetus. Now then, what I was going to say...
I can't let you say that, because now it seems like...
Why don't we let that go, okay? It's his opinion.
No, but it seems like he's saying, yeah, sure, but you have a violent...
No, I am not. I'm simply saying that for a split second, you saw yourself as Jared Lee Lofner only in the context of me, and you wanted to hurt me.
I did not want to hurt you. All I wanted to say is for you to shut your mouth. That's all.
Okay. You know, guys...
All right.
Guys, for two professionals to be talking this way to each other...
I apologize.
All right. Dr. Sadler?
You know what? I apologize as well, Mr. I got your name here. Weber. My name is...
His name is Daryl Weber.
My name is Daryl Weber, Doctor. And, you know, I have kept my mouth...
I apologize, Mr. Weber. I misread your name, and you're right. I'm very, very sorry, okay? It's Donnie.
My name is... I haven't said one thing about this guy sounding like a hair lip, have I?
And... Okay, all right, put him on hold.
Then put who?
You got to put Mr. Weber on hold.
Now, Phil, that's not fair. That dirty fool trying to put me on... I told...
Okay, I'm sorry I have to do that, and it really makes me feel bad, but that line...
Yeah, well, I mean, all you're doing is talking about the doc.
Hold on for a minute. Dr. Sadler, you there?
Yeah, Phil, I'm right here. I'm shocked. I'm a little bit stunned that this is... all I was trying to say... I'm very, very sorry. Is there anything I can do?
All right. Well, first of all, you butchered his name.
Butchered his name? Would you call that? I mean, is that accurate?
Yes, it's accurate. The man's name is Daryl Weber. I told you before we went on the air. You could have written it down.
I did write it down, Phil. I did.
All right. W-E-B-E-R is not pronounced Weber. It's Weber.
Well...
Yes. Weber.
Weeb Eubank was the head coach. Can I just say one thing, and then I'll get back to it?
No, I don't want to get bogged down in this ridiculous conversation.
I just want to say one thing. Weeb Eubank was the head coach of the New York Jets. How did he spell his first name?
W-E-E-B.
No, he didn't. No.
Yeah, he did. I got W-E-E-B.
No, it was W-E-B.
Webb? Webb Eubank?
No, Weeb Eubanks. All right, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
All right, I just don't like being wrong and having someone who is not a doctor sort of lord it over me. So could you, breathe your clam sauce on me?
Dr. Sadler.
Phil, I'm just asking, would you not breathe your clam sauce on me?
But Dr. Sadler, I've given you every opportunity to be on this program tonight to say what you want to say. I've even put Mr. Weber on hold. You've not had the courtesy of pronouncing his name properly. You have not had the courtesy of keeping quiet when he was talking.
You know what? You just let you stick.
Yes!
You want me to get him back?
I don't know. Is Mr. Weber on the line?
Yeah, I got him. Yeah, Daryl. Yeah, you there?
Hey, Daryl.
Yeah, Phil. I listened to that entire exchange. That man really needs to have get some common sense slapped into him. I can't believe that you can't man has to be in his lifetime. You got to be able to be corrected.
All right, okay. I got you on the line here. He hung up, and maybe he'll call back. That seems to be the tendency of most of the guests that hang up on me. They always want to. Is that him? I just see the line ringing in now, bud. Is that him?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, Dr. Sadler? Yeah, hold on, okay? Yeah. Yeah, it's him.
Dr. Sadler, if you hang up on me...
No. You hung up... Well, you... I think what you did to me was, in point of fact, hanging up on me.
No, you hung up on me. You hung up on me.
I hung up on you... Well, this guy, and I hear you got him back on the air.
Doctor, I just want to apologize. I'm very sorry for calling you what I called you, and I do apologize.
So you do apologize for the hair lip remark?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, then I apologize for not getting your name right. And I apologize one more time because I don't want to get it wrong. So could you tell me again what your name is?
I will tell you what my name is, and this is the last time I'm going to tell you what my name is.
That's fair enough.
All right, my name is Daryl.
Daryl? Did you say Daryl?
Daryl, D-A-R-Y-L.
Daryl.
All right, it's not Daryl. Daryl? All right,
D-A-R-Y-L.
Y-L, okay. And what's your last name is?
My last name is Weber. W-E-B-E-R.
All right, that's where it got, W-E, it's usually W-E-E or E-B-B, E-E-B-B, you know?
No, I don't know.
I've never heard the name Weber spelled W-E-E-B-B-E-R.
Yeah, well, then, okay, fine, but I have seen it that way.
All right, that's fine.
All right, so it's not Weber, W-E-E-B-B-E-R, it's, it's going to be hard for me to pronounce that.
Okay, here's what you're going to do, Dr. Sadler. You're not going to reference his name at all. Give us your opinion, and then I got to go to I got to go to a break now.
Well, let me summarize.
I got to go to a break now.
You see what I mean? As soon as
I got to go to a break now. Hold on.
That guy's got a pair on him.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth.
Thank you.
Is our bitch.
Who's better?
The Phil Hendry Show.
Every night it's the same thing. These stupid guests.
Tommy. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
That's Tupac.
It was. Welcome to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, that was Tupac. All right. We're going to have to shut down our iTunes here for just a brief second as we talk here with Dr. Jim Sadler. And we also have on the line Daryl Weber. And I don't know who is still with us or not. We had Dr. Sadler hang up on us, and I don't like it. And I don't want you to hang up on us again, Dr. Sadler. That would be the, you understand, the last time we have you on the show tonight. And I want to let Mr. Weber have the final say. So go ahead, Daryl.
My statement is very simply this, that I think that Jared Lee Loeffner with the right medication, and I don't know what the medicines are, that the kind of medicines that you can prescribe for someone who is psychotic, in what dosages, and whether or not that makes the man someone who is an actual functional member of society, or whether that will simply drug a man to the point where he is not a danger, but certainly is not a functioning member of society. I don't know the answer to that. But I will say that if we had the kind of pharmacology that Dr. Sadler talking about, if we have the kind of pharmacology that can make a man a functioning member of society, then I think that that is what we ought to try.
All right, Dr. Sadler, go ahead.
Well, first of all, with all due respect to you, Mr. Weber, when you're saying we have these medicines, you know, and pills and everything, you sound like you're a layman, and that's what you are. I understand that. But it sounds kind of dumb when you go, well, you know, I don't know. It just kind of bothered me.
You know, what does that mean? That's not an intelligent comment.
Well, your commentary wasn't intelligent because you're going, if we have enough pills, do we have to... You see what I'm saying?
I understand that, but you're not making an intelligent argument now. You're just attacking the semantics I'm using. You're attacking my vocabulary.
But I'm the doctor, and what bothers me is when people who are not doctors will attempt to act like they're doctors.
I'm not acting like anything. I'm simply saying that I felt if there's a pharmacology. And I was deferring to you.
Right, he was deferring to you, Dr. Sadler, saying, well, let's see what the doctor has to say.
Right, well, then let me say it.
But it seems to me like you're getting nitpicky here. Don't attack him. Let's talk about the problem.
Yeah, that's what I would love, and that's why I came on this program tonight. I want to talk about the problem. I'm not interested in having a debate or to find fault with you, Dr. Sadler. I'm here to learn from you, but I'm also law enforcement. You know, I have a career in law enforcement.
I understand you have a career in law enforcement, and if I wanted to discuss how to shoot a man or beat a man, well, I'm just not a big...
You indicting law enforcement. I'm not here indicting being the psychiatrist.
Well, no, you're not going to indict being a psychiatrist, because our psychiatrist, we know about the pills that you're talking about. I mean, anybody can take a gun and shoot somebody.
You know, you haven't said a thing here, Dr. Sadler, except nitpick what the way this gentleman is talking. You haven't gotten his name right. You haven't said anything.
Excuse me?
You heard me. You haven't said a thing here tonight other than nitpick the way this man is talking, and you haven't pronounced his name right.
I've been on you. I've been waiting patiently while Mr. Weber fumbled around and bumbled about, and I've been waiting patiently.
You have not been waiting patiently, sir. You have...
Hold on. Hold on. You haven't been waiting patiently. You have been making a mistake with his name. You've been going, I'm here, you know. You've been yelling in the background.
Mr. Henry, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, you know you're a doctor, okay?
Yeah.
Well, are you going to respect that, or aren't you?
I'm waiting for you to say something that's worthy of respect. I'm waiting for you to say something here that's going to be worthy of respect. You want to hang up again? You can do that.
No, I'm not going to hang up again. I'm going to push through. I'm going to say what I was going to say. And both of you and Mr. Weber, you can go to where the devil relaxes. For all I care.
Yeah.
What's that?
Nothing. Say what you have to say.
I was going to say... See, now I feel self-conscious.
You know, I'm having a hard time believing you're actually a doctor. You know that?
Yeah, I was going to say that too, Miss Henry.
I really am having a hard time.
Oh, you are, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I happen to know all about neurotransmitters. I know about. I don't have to prove who I am to you.
Then say what it is you wanted to say about this case before we run out of time. We've spent the last half hour with you on the air, Dr. Sadler, saying nothing, then nitpicking this guy's name, getting his name wrong, finding out how to spell his name right, hanging up on me because I haven't given you all due respect.
Get it, Phil. That's exactly what's happened.
Yeah, okay, great. I don't need you to weigh in. What I was going to say is simply this. Jared Lee Loeffner, if he has the right medicines, can be released into society.
Exactly what I said for the first 15 minutes I was on the show.
I don't care. You are saying it. You're nobody. I'm saying it. I'm a doctor. I don't care.
But I said it anyway. I said it first.
Well, I'm not going to go forward until Mr. Hendry, I want to be acknowledged.
You're a doctor, okay? Do you feel better?
Yeah, that's not the point. He said it first. I would like you to say that I, as the doctor, get...
Get what?
You guys got to start the... Mr. Hendry, one of the reasons why I didn't want to come on your program is I hear a lot of grown men crying on your show.
Yeah, I understand.
And this guy here, Dr. Sadler, has been on your program for these two other times where he cried. I can't understand.
All right. Well, anyway, I thank you both for being on the show.
Oh, yes, sir.
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you, Phil.
Phil Hendry.